Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are joined today by the incomparable, the incredible. You know him. You love him. It's a former doctor, former nurse, current disappointed Dodger fan. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Carl Tart.
The Resurrector. We're back. Call me the Phoenix because we're coming back. We're rising from the ashes.
Carl, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for
it.
Having me, man.
Yeah.
Always love it.
Carl's here to talk Clippers, which we do 5 days a week here on Locked on Clippers, in case this is the first time you've ever heard of us. thanks for checking us out. We are brought to you by Built Bar. So check out builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On to get $20 off your next order. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
We're going to kick things off. We haven't got a chance yet to talk to Carl on the show about the Ty Lue hiring. He's got some interesting insight as a guy who is a diehard Clipper fan, as well as a pretty big LeBron fan, if that's correct.
Yeah, as they say online, I was a Bron sexual.
Oof, God, I hate that term so much.
It's so stupid.
It's so brutal. So weird and so
first
gross.
Of all, it's extremely homophobic.
Yes.
Like, and secondly, it's just the worst thing you can absolutely say to anybody. Yeah. But I like, because it makes no sense. And it's also like, not like I started claiming it. I started being like, yeah, I am a Bron sexual. And when he came to the Lakers, I went to a LeBron conversion therapy camp. And as with real conversion therapy, it doesn't work. However, I did get married to another player.
There we go.
In the midst, by the name of Kawhi Leonard. But no, so the Ty Lue thing, I watched both press conferences. I watched the general public one, the Gen Pop one, and then I watched the Clippers Insider one. Ever heard of it?
Okay.
The MVP Insider one.
We're just lowly media members. We don't get any special.
Long cigarette. It was rejuvenating. I hadn't put on any of my Clipper gear, which I have way too much. I was doing laundry the other day. I was like, God damn, I spent too much money on merch for this team. But I finally was confident enough to wear Clipper stuff outside again after that press conference.
That's a good,
because I was nervous about it. Like, I was like, I'm gonna punch somebody.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna say some cross shit to
someone's
me.
Someone's gonna set check you.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna get into a fight. But now I'm like gradually like I threw on my nice it's cold out. Me and Charles Mockler like to go play golf, and I threw on my my Clippers golf long sleeve. So that was nobody's gonna check me at the golf course. Who gonna check me, boo? And then
tiny Korean women.
Yeah. They're all like, oh wow, you like the Clippers? Y'all ain't won shit. 4'11" Korean women hitting 200-yard drives. Yeah. Like, Clippers suck, dog. Yeah. Clippers can't even get out of the second round.
You're like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, ma'am. Like, you mind if we play ahead?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes.
I'll throw on a hat now. I'll throw on like a inconspicuous. I'm not going full like the t-shirt I have on right now. I'm not pulling this out quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go inconspicuous. You know, a hat. I got some warm up pants I like to wear. I wear those, stuff like that. But
getting back into the comfort zone of feeling comfortable as a Clippers fan.
Yes, getting back into the comfort zone and getting ready.
How long until you're in the full Clippers Letterman?
That's probably going to be when I put back on my Clipper Daryl suit, my half red, half blue. That's probably going to be when the season starts.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to do that for the whole, whatever we can call this break, the whole fall break.
Sabbatical. Yeah.
The whole fall sabbatical. I'm probably not going to put on the full red and blue the whole time. You know, I'll throw on a t-shirt here or there. I'll throw some shorts on here or there. But you know, and we, luckily we still mostly in the house, and the places that I do go are all safe COVID snowflake places, so not real basketball fans there.
Yeah,
celebrity Illuminati type events.
Yeah. They don't love basketball, you know. And when I see Danny Green and Rajon Rondo at these places, they don't really mess with me.
No, they're like, oh hey, hello, Mr. Tart.
Yeah. They're like, now that's an athlete.
You played all the, they're like, you got a ring, right? So just, let's just talk about Ty Lue. Do you think he can get us over that second round hump?
Man, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people feel this way. I am happy to have some new in there, you know?
Yeah.
I think we're also going to see some roster changes, which would be cool. I think the players like him. I think Kawhi and PG like him. I think it's different. I think he's going to run a different ship than Doc did. He takes his lessons from Doc, but he also knows how to run a ship. I also have heard, you know, certain things about, you know, you got people talk about Ty Lue and say that wasn't all just LeBron. That was,
yeah,
that was, you know, sets that he ran. That was, you know, he's a good coach. People talk about him being a good coach. And honestly, he's the one that LeBron liked the most.
Like, yeah, that's a good call.
LeBron, I feel like, liked him more than he liked Spoelstra.
He wanted Spoelstra fired when he first got there, so he definitely likes Ty Lue more than he likes Spoelstra.
Yeah, if he was trying to get Ty Lue to the Lakers, and Ty Lue was like, no, man. Like,
this well, he is wanted not- a five-year contract, and they're like, we'll give you three, and he was like, no.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And that's that Laker BS right there. It's like, this coach could probably take you to a championship with the help of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they would have won this year. Like, if they had
Ty Lue is the coach, 100%.
Yeah. And y'all still are being like, no, we're the Lakers. LeBron doesn't run this. It's like, y'all so stupid, man. Such a dumb organization.
Yeah, I'm excited for Lue, but I like that you're a LeBron fan who also understands that Ty Lue's a good coach. I feel like there's kind of a disconnect where you like a lot of LeBron stands. It's like, oh no, LeBron did all of that. But you look at, like, you know, like you said, the sets running, the drills and stuff like that. I'm hoping he can bring that same mentality of getting drilled down into his offense, because we don't have very much time before the season starts.
No.
So these practices kind of might have to be intense in the beginning.
Yeah, and it's looking like if the season's going to start that soon, it's looking like we're probably going to have a very similar roster.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, moves-wise, we'll talk about that in the third segment, but, like, moves-wise, there's not a lot of time to get shit figured out before.
Was there anybody else that you were interested in the coaching search over Ty Lue? Because I'm of the opinion that we got the best available guy, but I know some people were interested in, like, exploring a first-year kind of candidate.
I was interested in that, just like a change, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like, basketball's different now, and some of these old guys, I don't know if they fully. I know they get it because they're basketball minds, and at the core, they get what they want. But when you get older guys like that, they don't want to listen to analytics. And I'm not a big analytics guy because I played the game at a high level, like, so I understand. Sometimes it is eye test, and sometimes the dude is hot, and sometimes he's not.
Yeah,
but I do understand the benefits of analytics, and Doc just being like, we're not gonna, like, the Clippers have the best analytics team in the league, and Doc's being like, nope, I'm gonna keep Trez out here and watch him get sauteed.
Why don't you calculator this, nerds?
What was so frustrating with Doc is he'd be like, you know, you look at the plus minus, I don't really know if any of our bigs did well. And there's a game where Zubats was literally like plus 12 and Trez was like minus 10. And you're like, I think there's something to be said for this. And this isn't even advanced analytics. This is plus minus.
Now, see, that's another thing too, though. And I could get ate up for this. I could get killed for this by Clipper Nation.
Say it, King.
With the analytics, everybody's relying heavily on Zoo. And with the eye test, I just see him make moves that he looks like a child.
He's a little he's a little kind of, like, you know, he's,
it's baby,
like,
deer still. Yeah. And I'm
this,
like,
is a, I like this. I mean, this is an interesting conversation. I feel like, you know, we've given him a lot of credit and people are very highly regarding him. But I like that you're still able to be critical.
I want him, if he's going to be a part of the keep it going with Kawhi.
He's got to be, I think, but yeah.
Like, I'm fine with that. Unless we get, I mean, I would be kind of okay with a trade for Joel, if that included Zoo.
Oh, we were talking Philly trades on our last episode. To the Zoo thing real quick, I think one of the big reasons people are putting such high regard on Zoo is because of how poorly Trez played. I think that directly correlates to how good people think Zoo is. Yeah. They're like, well, if Zoo, this would have been different. And you're like, yeah, it probably was. But also, you know, Zoo's out there with Kawhi and PG. Like, he's out there with good people. So he's smart enough to make the right decisions playing out there with good people.
Yeah, but there were times where, like, Like PG would just like drop it in the zoo and he would fumble it.
Yes. Like he needs to work on his hand still. They're good, but
it's improving, but it's not like, I mean, Trez is a way better finisher. It's like not even, even close. Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't throw Joe Kim out there. I know he's old. I was wondering why we didn't throw Joe Kim out there at certain points of the game. Give Joe Kim or give Pat some run. Like, because as an eye test person, like as an analytics person, they're probably not great. But
yeah, I mean,
as an eye test person, I want Pat out there to move the ball faster, to maybe make a three or two, like I don't think Pat can really do nothing with Jokic.
But no, he's physical though.
Yeah, he's physical. He ain't gonna be scared of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, send him to the if you gotta send him to the free throw line, send him to the free throw line. Like he can't stop him. There's no way.
Yeah, but,
And I don't think we had anybody on our roster that could really stop him.
No one can stop Jokic. That's the thing. Other than I guess AD and LeBron. So you're like, okay, well,
yeah.
Bit of a different situation there.
But why not? I mean, at the very least, bring in one or both of those guys for even a short 2-minute stretch, just to even soak up four fouls, irritate Jokic, and then, you know, get somebody else in there.
Give a little, you know, grab his nuts a little bit. Do a Dennis Rodman.
Make him
just get in his head.
Yeah. We mentioned a Joel trade just now. We're going to talk about that coming up after this quick word. But first, we have to give a shout out to Built Bar. Will, you stay eating. Carl, you eat food every now and then.
I do it every now and then.
Built Bar is a delicious protein bar. Comes in 18 amazing flavors. Tastes like a candy bar, but it's healthy. There are eight, there's nut and non-nut flavors, which is awesome. Six new flavors, including caramel, brownie, and cherry barcia, if you're, you know, for the deadheads out there. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious person, no matter who you are. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, good lows, good highs. Great for the keto diet. I like the peanut butter one. I'm a little boring, but that's just me. Right now, if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word, you'll get $10 off your next order. One more time, use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com.
Okay, so we're back, and now we're going to talk a little bit about free agency. What we kind of want to see from the Clippers. But let's kick things off. We alluded to it in the last segment, but a possible Joel Embiid trade, or there's another Sixers trade that listeners of the show will know I'm kind of excited about.
Does the Joel trade involve PG? So it's PG and Zoo for Joel. Is that your idea, Carl?
I guess, but I would want more. I wouldn't just want Joel because Joel is not.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's not proven yet. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
Great numbers, but they can't get out of the second round either.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have the guy that knocked him out, so that helps.
Will,
what's your current Carl, I want to know what you think about this trade.
So this is like my ultimate fantasy trade. Like, this isn't gonna happen. It's just an idea that's fun to entertain because the contracts do work out, and I think that it's interesting for both teams. But my proposed trade is just a one-for-one straight up trade: Paul George for Ben Simmons. We get a true point guard with a lot of size, who's a great defender, and Philly finally gets some shooting and another ball handler.
I don't think that happens ever.
Oh, it's never gonna happen. No, it's never gonna happen.
But I would take that.
It's like a fantasy trade that I enjoy the idea of.
It's good youth. That's good youth.
Yeah, he's locked up.
Yeah, he. I mean, we lose more shooting and we need scores. I don't know if that helps us.
He averages 8 assists a game, though, and he's like a perennial DPOY candidate.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all this.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think Reggie Jackson is on the roster come December?
I think he is because he's really good friends with Paul George.
And, okay, I know everybody was down on him after the Luka shot.
Yeah.
I think we should
have. Not his fault.
Not his fault at all. I think we should have played him more in the second round because he is a true point guard.
Yes, like in a starting scenario or just in general?
In general. And he could have started too. He could have started.
What's hard is that, like, I like skill, like in a vacuum, that makes total sense. He can pass, but like it's so hard to watch him in Doc's quote unquote system or whatever, because he was just put in positions to not be good, right? Yeah. Like the best Reggie was when he was kind of like spot up shooting and he hit those FU threes. Like he also didn't have enough time with the roster to really understand what the offensive quote unquote system was. But I think with more time, yeah, it might be good. He just needs defensive help out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was really happy with some of the play we got out of Reggie during the regular season. I don't think that he's starting caliber for this team, but I do love him off the bench. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult because he's kind of a terrible decision maker, but yeah, I think
he's
like
horrible in transition.
I have to put some of that on Doc too, for like not having a sound enough system kind of drilled in, that he knows where he's supposed to go. And like, he knows what's expected of him in those situations. So I'd still be a little nervous to see him starting. But I think that he makes sense to keep on the bench. I don't know that there's, if you want another facilitator, I don't know that there's that big of an upgrade out there for what the Clippers can afford realistically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick, like how Rondo? That would be a wild ride.
He crushed in the playoffs.
He is very good playoff Rondo, but like, I think we still need, you know, help during the regular season, right? Like,
I think he'd be an informant. I wouldn't trust him on our roster.
You give him a different set of plays and then see what the Lakers roll on the next day. He'd be like, oh, looks like we caught you, Rajon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Looks like you were doing this. So there's a couple issues that Clippers Twitter is kind of divided on. We'll start with the first one. What do you think of this idea that CP3 should be traded for to bring back to the Clippers?
I like it because CP3 is my favorite point guard of all time.
Okay. But from an actual basketball perspective.
For $45 million?
No. No, not that much. That's a lot of money.
And we're just giving OKC more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We should just move to OKC and merge.
Don't say that on this spot.
We've given them our whole damn team.
That's true. And then what do you expect from Fee next year? Because a lot of people think Fee is like ready to step in and play any amount of real NBA basketball minutes.
I've heard people say that they could step up in some. He could step up in some of the Trez minutes.
No, he doesn't have Trez's aggression.
He doesn't have – no, it's far away, I would say. Do you think that Fee and Man make a jump next year with Lou, or do you just think we see more Man?
More Man and a little Fee. I think Fee does the two-way. I'll tell you who we need to get in there. We need to get Jonathan Motley in there. He's been with the team for 10 years.
Motley – it's so weird how Motley is just forever a great G League player and, like, even get a real shot with the Clippers. Like, it's so rare. He just needs to work on shooting.
Yeah, I wonder. We should go down to a Agua Caliente game.
I'm down
whenever they open back up.
Yeah, like what's up with that?
We'll take Dorado down there.
Let's do it. Yeah, get the whole crew in there. And do you want Trez back?
No,
at all.
I'm over Trez.
Like $8 million a year.
I think he's a double agent
for Clutch.
If the only option is I want to do to him what we did to. What San Antonio did to Kawhi, and I want him buried in the East. I want Trez on the Orlando Magic. But we'll take him back if the only option is to send him to the Lakers or Dallas. I don't want him on the Lakers.
I don't want him on Dallas at all.
So,
even if it's for cheap, because I think because the biggest issue with Trez is he just plays too much, and that was not really his fault.
Yeah. Did you discuss the trade that Pat brought up at golf that day?
No, because like that trade makes my head hurt.
Yeah. Will.
Lay this insane trade on me.
So the trade is we trade PG. Who else? It was like Sham.
It was PG, Lou, Sham, Trez.
Trez for the sign and trade for Beal and Wall.
Beal, Wall, and 3 second rounders.
Yeah, which I'm like, I don't give a shit about the second rounders, but I hate that trade. It makes my head hurt.
So the Wall contract, like, it just still doesn't work because he's still like a supermax guy. Beal is up there too. So that's, you know, at least 50 mil a year just for that backcourt. John Wall hasn't played basketball in, what, two full NBA seasons?
The issue for me with that, too, is those contracts. We're hamstrung with those contracts. And then, like, if Kawhi leaves, we're like, great, we're the Wizards now. So we have Beal and Wall and, like, not a lot of young talent because we traded it all away.
How much cap space do you even have if you have Beal, Wall, Kawhi? I mean, that's got to be pretty close to, what, $100 million?
Like, Carl, are you in favor of a big swing trade, or do you think we keep it usual, or keep it what it is?
I don't want a big swing trade with a team that ain't good. What is going to happen?
That's a very good point.
Now they're in L.A., so, you know, the Pacific Ocean, go help them. No, I would give up a lot for Bradley Beal.
Yeah,
I like Beal a lot.
I think I'd rather have Bradley Beal than Paul George.
Maybe.
If we went small, listen, hear me out. Reggie Jackson, Bradley Beal, PG, Kawhi, me, starting five.
So Pat Bev's on the bench or Pat Bev's gone?
On the bench.
Pat Bev off the bench is something that I'm not necessarily mad at, because I think Bev and Shamet is a fun possibility off the bench.
Yeah. Oh, in the scenario where you're trading Lou Will.
Yeah.
So talking about PG, do you think, I mean, it seems way too premature to try to trade him, right? Like, he was good in that Denver series. He had kind of an up and down year. Where are you at with PG right now?
I'm still mad at him. But that's also fair. I think it's because I'm being influenced to be.
Because of social media?
Because it's I'm only on Twitter. I mean, I'm only on Instagram. I deleted Twitter.
Yeah.
But I think one thing we talked about is just, man, we would fly so far under the radar if we had our own city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'd be a small market. We're basically a small market team that gets only negative press from the national media.
Yeah. Like, and we get so much of, like, my friend sent me a video yesterday that ESPN made that was just a compilation of Pat Beverly talking shit. And it's like, why even make this, man?
Yeah.
ESPN, like, y'all just that. Really want to rub salt in his wounds. Let that man talk shit. Who cares? Look at his story.
Yeah.
Pat Bev ain't going to never, like, the that's all he has, man. So I listened to Pat Beverly's episode of the J.J. Redick podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This dude really has respect for all of these players. And he talks about how all I have is what I can do. I am not gifted like these players. So all I have is my mouth and my extreme intensity. Yeah. And nobody can take that away from him.
Yeah.
He talks about Dame. He said, I can't guard Dame. I can't do nothing with Dame. Like,
yeah.
He's like, people act like he thinks he's better than Dame. No, he doesn't. He never has said that. But when you got this media attention, when you have the fan base of the biggest fan base in basketball, you share a city with the biggest fan base in basketball, and all of those people hate you
so much.
If they live in LA, if they live outside of LA, when you go to Minnesota and when Minnesota plays the Lakers and most of the room is Kobe jerseys, like when you go to Atlanta and most of that room is Kobe jerseys, like we are going to be hated on so much. And I don't think we deserve the hate. This is what I wanted to talk about too. We probably get to this in the next segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think we deserve, like, why are we getting this much hate? Like, what is it? Like,
so we're coming up. Let's leave it at that. After this break, we're going to be talking why the hate the Clippers get, as well as a interesting Dodgers versus Lakers question that Carl is going to surprise us with. Okay. Welcome to Shavings. Let's get back to the why the Clippers get so much hate. Because I was texting Pat, who told us about that John Wall, Bradley Beal fantasy trade, that the Clippers have now, specifically this year, become the Toby Flenderson, the Meg from Family Guy, the Jerry from Parks and Rec that everyone hates, no matter what team you're on. Somehow, it's become this thing of like, everyone just for no reason. Yeah. Is it why?
I don't understand. I truly do not get it. Like, go back to not caring about us.
Yes, please.
Go back to, and also this whole thing. So we were talking about the Lou Will situation and how everybody,
the Magic City,
I've gotten so much hate. Yeah. I've gotten so much hate online because they go, well, Pep, y'all, the Clippers, like, this is the sentence that I've heard at least 10 times from different people. Y'all act like y'all had it won from the beginning. It's like, we did? Like, what I really think it is, I think Laker fans and Laker faithful and LeBron faithful who have come into the fold just think that the Clippers just shouldn't say anything.
Yes.
That we're not allowed to be excited. That we're not allowed to be thankful. That we're not allowed to be happy that we're good. We were a 2-seed. We blew it. We were a 2-seed.
Yeah.
We deserve to talk. We can talk. If Denver could talk last year, if y'all love, if y'all love Dame so damn talk much. Dame ain't won shit.
Yeah.
And I think Dame is top 3 point guard in the league. And he hasn't won anything. So yeah. Why does he get all this love? Why is everybody like, yeah, fuck you, Pat Beverly. You don't talk to Dame like that. Dame and Pat Beverly got the same record. 0 rings.
No, I think that's super true. There was a weird thing with teams playing the Lakers in the playoffs this year where anytime a team celebrated, it like the conversation changed on social media to being like, oh, they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't enjoy playing. They shouldn't enjoy a win. It got to like a really weird spot that I guess I haven't noticed, at least to that height.
JaVale McGee's literally like calling Jokic fat to his face and like telling him that he's going to eat all the snacks or whatever. And then like, it's like, what? Like that's no, you're doing the same thing every team does, which is fine. But they get the, look how much fun this team is having press.
Yeah.
And the Clippers get the, look at these sons of bitches who hate the game of basketball.
Dude. And I don't understand how like Clippers didn't want to be here. The Clippers didn't look like why, like
some of them didn't seem like they wanted to be there.
Oh, I don't think they did at all. I don't think Lou wanted to be there.
No,
I don't think any of those people wanted to be there. I think they had settled into their lives back at home. Like, we got to go play again.
Yeah.
I think that's what they thought. And it showed. But I like the Lou, the fact that everybody is just so damn offended by Lou stopping at that strip club. Like,
it's because it was a strip club. If it was, it's, which is so shitty. If it was any other kind of establishment, I don't think anyone cares.
It's like, it makes no sense, man. The fact that every, first of all, Trez grunts and rants and raves on the court, but what player doesn't?
Every, yes. Like,
Before 2 weeks ago, before whatever day the Lakers closed it out, Anthony Davis had never won a championship in his life. And this year, he want to start doing the mustache finger and the,
which is the grossest celebration. Like, that thing.
What is this? The sniff, the finger. He never yelled like that. He's never yelled like that. But now everybody's like, man, that dude's so passionate. Oh, man, he's so great. Like, why can't they, like, I don't understand. I think it's just the market thing. Like, I mean,
it's the market, and it's how ESPN presses it, right? Like you said, ESPN made a whole video to just shit on Pat Beverly. ESPN
made that whole video to shit on Pat Beverly talking shit. It's just like, this is disgusting, ESPN.
It's because of Twitter.
You're going to make this guy get death threats. You're going to make this guy get death threats. Like, this is ridiculous. This is bad. It's bad journalism.
So, agreed. So what is this Dodgers versus Lakers thing you wanted to bring up?
Okay. Here's what I wanted to bring up. Most of us in Clipper Nation share with Laker Nation the love for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, LA.
If you are a LA native, we love the Dodgers because the Angels did it right by picking another city and then
taking the city name.
Yeah. But do you think, how would you feel if the Dodgers lost this year? Because
I don't even want to talk about it, dude.
This is what we're going to do right now?
This is what you want to do? I can't deal with it. I was golfing with Kevin Macias the other day. He was like, are you going to be able to deal with it if the Dodgers lose? I'm like, no, because we have another manager for the Dodgers whose nickname is also Doc, who makes dumbass decisions and loses us games. So it would just be like, and the Dodgers, like, they're so good this year. They are so good. And every year it's the same thing. The regular season's awesome. Win 50 games and 58 or whatever the hell that streak was, that one season. And then you get to the playoffs and you just can't get it done. I don't know what I'm going to do if the Dodgers lose. I mean that genuinely.
Here's why I'm asking. because I was so dejected by the Clippers loss.
Yeah.
And how the Laker fans acted in it. Like how also like why not make a video? I'm going back to another thing. I'm sorry, but why not make a video about how much shit Jared Dudley talks when he literally brings nothing of value to a team?
Yeah, for sure.
Agreed.
And you want to talk about Pat Beverly, who actually does bring value.
Who starts?
Like, but anyway, I was like, I'm tired of seeing Laker fans be successful.
I think that's fair. So, but wait.
I was like I was thinking of just putting the noose around my own neck with the Dodgers. Cause it's like, I'm already in loser mode.
Oh like, yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care. I'm crazy now.
So Will talked about this. Will talked about how he is at such a point of like Zen loserness that he's just above it.
Yeah, I'm above. I'm the same way, Will. Like I am floating on a different plane. Me, Kyrie, we're up here. We are above this. I don't care. Like if the Dodgers were to lose, I would not care because I don't want Laker fans celebrating another championship.
That's deep. That's a deep dislike for Lakers fans, which I appreciate.
This year, I've always disliked them. It's the reason why I became a Clipper fan. Mm-hmm. But this year, they really showed their ass, and it got personal, and it got angry. It wasn't just a ribbing anymore. I got friends who just ribbed me. I don't care. It was more. It was like no, because I hate y'all. Y'all shouldn't even have jerseys. Y'all shouldn't even be a team. Y'all should move to Bangladesh. It's like.
Yeah, it was definitely on a different level this year. And I mean, I don't know. Like, I never thought that the Clippers personally acted like they had won at all.
Where did they do that? Every time they say, y'all act like y'all won it all from the beginning. Where?
That was ESPN saying, Vegas odds have Clippers. And every single person on ESPN being like, they seem like they're the deepest team in the league. And all the players were like, we got so many injuries trying to get through this shit right now.
Yes.
We got the most starting lineups again. Different that we use every year, so we got a lot of stuff we got to focus on.
Yeah, and I feel like people zero in on the rest and stuff for Kawhi, and it's like, okay, so resting a player with a degenerative injury is acting like you won it all. Then I mean, I guess we're guilty of that.
Yeah, F me, right? The guy's got a horrible quad situation. Love that hate talk, Carl. Real quick, we're gonna end on this thing. Lou Will's birthday bash is coming up. He is having a large gathering, it seems. I know this because he is advertising it on his Instagram. Think that's going to be a good time? Are we worried at all about what might happen at this event? If one person gets COVID from this event, I'm going to be so bummed out for, like you said, the Clippers PR situation.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to blame it on the Clippers.
Yeah.
Clippers out there spreading COVID when it's only Lou at this thing.
Yeah.
Also, like, look, man, I don't know. Let that man have his birthday party.
Oh, for sure.
Like, and I'm sure everybody will be outside, and it's probably somebody coming that got COVID that's probably asymptomatic.
That'd be hey, all right. You know, that's what happened. That's your birthday party.
Listen, man, I'm not creating no conspiracy theories or anything like that. I got two friends who got COVID over the past 2 weeks, and neither of them had one symptom besides a positive test.
And they're hanging out with you right now. We can see them on the video. No, I'm just
they're
kidding.
Here. No, they're here. We're coughing each other's mouth.
We coughing all day. Do we think Ballmer is going to be at Lou Will's party?
No.
Oof, that'd be a good time though.
You don't invite your boss to a party like that.
If Ballmer shows up doing his like yelling, slacking girl, yeah! Slapping girls in the ass. Yeah.
Pouring sweat.
Booty. I think, I think he, that means that Lou's staying next year.
Do you think Lou's going to stay? I think Lou's staying next year.
I think he is. I think Lou is still on the roster. I think, especially because the season's starting so soon, and they talked about at the press conference, like, we're not going to overreact. We're not going to do something crazy. Like, they took a huge gamble this year. The gamble did not work. Like, I think they're going to, like, rest for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I think this another short season also may be a wash. Like I'm just going into this season being like, hey, man, I can't eat Staples Center nachos. So – whatever.
So what is life?
Whatever, man. Let Memphis win a championship. I don't care.
This is a championship roster, or has your view on that changed?
My view on it technically has changed, but you know, I don't like. I don't know anything anymore. Like after this
you're
year,
just lost.
After,
you're just
like,
on
I'm
other
lost,
plane.
Man. Is I can't I just can't care. Did we never got to the draft talk?
No, we're about out of time, so we might have to have you on at another point to discuss the draft. What do you think? Do you think we're going to make some magic with the 57th pick?
Hey, man, right now we got this guy from Canada named Kareem Main, who is
– We talked about him the other day. He's interesting. Yeah,
he's interesting, but I tell you, there's another interesting player that's in the second round that may fall, and that's the guy – well, Cassius Stanley from Duke is in the second round.
Okay.
And Cassius Winston from Michigan State. He's a point guard. I've watched him play a couple of years. He's right up. We got 57. He's like slated to go at 50. On the
anything below 40, it's like, who knows? Yeah, anything below 40, you're like, I'm going to draft a guy from Albania.
And we might be able to trade up. Who knows? I just know we need a point guard. And Cassius Winston, I think, because he played 4 years at Michigan State.
Yeah.
I think he could come in as a reliable move the ball guy. Like,
for sure.
I like a 4-year college guy. That's another one
so
of those
the
things, analytics and stuff like that. I like a 4-year college guy. Is Amir Coffey 4-year college guy?
He played multiple years for sure.
Yeah.
At Minnesota.
And we drafted him, right?
As a legacy. I'm not sure. He might have been an unrestricted free agent pickup.
Okay. But yeah, I like a 4-year college guy. Cassius Winston, I've seen he killed at Michigan State. You should go watch his highlights. There's also this other dude named Isaiah Joe, who is
like the name.
He's from Arkansas and he's real good.
Okay.
And he's also second round. He's slated to go to New York. But, you know.
Why do that?
They're trading for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, I think we're about out of time. Carl, do you want to leave Clipper Nation with any words of encouragement, wisdom?
I know I've been bleak this episode, y'all. But I call myself the Phoenix at the beginning for a reason, man. We can do this. We'll be back. Don't let these people get to you, man. Don't take this shit personally. Fuck these other people. You like your team because you like your team, all right? I'm always going to like my team. I'm going to rock the gear. I'm going out today dressed as a Clipper, dressed as a small boat or a fast plane.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on, Dr. Tart. You're back to your doctor status, of course. We appreciate it. Tuesday's episode, we're going to be talking Twitter Tuesday questions. So send your questions to @LockedOnClips, @CharlesMackler, @WillUpdike. Can't send them to Carl anymore because he took himself off Twitter. More draft talk possibly. We'll dive in to some of those guys Carl was talking about. And of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Will, where can these very smart people tell their friends to listen to us?
You could check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked on Clippers. Please subscribe if you haven't already. It really helps us out. If you like what we're doing over here, go ahead, give us a rating or review. We'd love to know what you think. Thanks so much. Keep rocking with us.
Yeah, we'll be back with you guys. Carl, thanks again for being on. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.